radio program. Rick, this email says, my wife is due to have our first baby. And over the last few weeks, what with the show having constant talk about childbirth and breasts filled with milk, I am officially freaking out about what I'm in for. Please to be stopped talking about it now. Well, helping you out, brother.
Well, that's comforting that someone who listens to the show is spawning.
Yes. There's a stunning number of people who listen to this program and who are in various states of pregnancy.
That gives me hope for the future, though.
That, in what way?
Not just stupid people are breeding,
that
you know?
It's not just rednecks. Mm-hmm. No, that's fair, because we had that study. I don't know if we read it on the air or not. They said that the more conservative you are, and the more politically, and especially if you live in one of the red states, that you are more likely to reproduce and to create small versions. And not only that, is that conservative people, like people in Iowa, have more kids, and that they found that, this is a statistic that I found hard to believe, that they said that 3/4 of people vote the same way as their parents. Which seems, that seems like a dubious statistic to me. I don't believe that that's true. At least at a certain point in your life, you might. But then I think let's quickly talk to our good friend, Dennis. Hello, sir. Dennis.
He's busy.
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to message erase. At the tone, please re-record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Seriously, what the hell? You call the show, and then you're on hold, and then I pick you up, and you're not there. You're just some goddamn message. Jesus.
Maybe he's talking to somebody at the WC.
You're dead to us.
Maybe he's going to give us some breastfeeding tips.
There you go. Candy, please. I hope that
and
was...
And then send us pictures of his wife breastfeeding.
I hope that was Dennis, by the way. I hope it was labeled correctly. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, is this our good friend Storm? All right. We need to get an actual Storm sounder now that is no longer, that doesn't have, like, the voice of Dave Navarro or something. That one is just egregiously outdated. let's see. I'm sure that I've got some, let me find an appropriate Storm sounder. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend from Storm and the Balls, Storm Large. How are you, sister?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Storm.
Hi, Storm. What's up with you?
How you doing?
Are you back in the PDX now? You're back in Portland?
I've been back since Sunday night, and I'm so happy. It's just beautiful.
We saw that.
I miss Portland so much.
We saw that picture, and I put it on my website, actually, a picture of you and Davey at the seaside or the coast or something, because the StormLarge.com folks got together, and they got you guys like a little vacation,
yeah,
a couple days away, so it's very cool. So
it was cool, and they bought the camera equipment and everything, and so that'll be posted probably later.
So what are you guys just sitting around kind of decompressing it right now?
Oh, I wish. No, I've been really busy because Dave Navarro actually has been going into the studio to record on Ladylike, and so I've been kind of, it's weird to have someone go in the studio and work on a song when you're not there, but we've had to be on the phone a great deal talking about what I wanted to do and not really being able to hear it, and then there's other press things. I got to go back down to L.A. on Sunday. I'm going to sing the national anthem for the Contender finale, which is going to be crazy.
I saw that on the website because I know that you said that you guys, while you were living at the Rockstar Mansion, really bonded over watching the Contender.
I don't know if you guys have seen it. I'm not super into boxing, but I'll tell you what, man, that show is awesome.
That's the Stallone.
You're all crying and raw and bald. It's really intense.
Is the Contender the Stallone Mark Burnett thing?
Yes.
Yeah, and I knew about it.
He's not in it anymore. He's just sort of a quiet partner.
So, I watched the
only thing I remember about that show,
season,
didn't
think.
Somebody die in the first season?
No.
In the first season, they did, but it was after the show.
A guy killed himself.
Okay.
But it was a guy who had left the show, and it was in between seasons.
But is the finale like a live event?
It was live at the Staples Center. Yeah, this Tuesday, and I'm going to sing in front of 25,000 people.
Is that going to be on TV? Is that going to make the show?
Yes, I think so.
How cool is that?
It's going to be on ESPN. It's live, so I would imagine it's on...
Oh, okay, all right. So
is that ESPN, the biggest crowd that you've ever sang in front of then?
Yes.
25,000 people. So that is this Thursday, the Contender finale, Storm Large National Anthem.
I'm going to have to stuff my pants with towels. Poor Fergie. It's going to be really intense, man.
Give a shout out to Fergie.
That's genius.
Oh,
excellent.
My God.
So this, well, we might as well talk about this. So we talked to Davey last week, and he kind of gave us the lowdown that because you guys had recorded or were in the process of recording a new version of Ladylike, and it was Davey, you, Nate Morton, who drummed for the house band, Dave Navarro, and then James from the Balls.
Yes.
And so what is the... He said they were trying to turn it around and get it done within, like, 10 days or 2 weeks or something?
Yeah, they're trying to get it done really fast, and what has ended up happening... it could change also how these things go. You never know. But I got the rough sent to me, and right afterwards, Navarro called, and he said, what do you think of the rough? And I was like, you know, I kind of like the original better. You know, I think the original Balls version has way better vibe, and he totally agreed. So he went into the studio last night and put some ripping guitars on the original Ladylike track from the Balls. I mean, we edited it down, so it would be a little more radio-friendly, a little bit shorter. And we're going to speed up the tempo a little bit, but pretty much it's going to, I think, stay mostly the same, except with Dave on it. And
is it weird to be just, like, sitting around the house and your phone rings and it's Dave Navarro?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. He calls me Pumpkin. It's very strange.
Okay, I guess that's good.
It's just weird. I mean, I'm like, hey, Dave, what's up, dude? Blah, blah, blah. And it's, you know, but then I'll have a girlfriend come over. She'll be like, oh, my God, Dave Navarro, this culture, my God. Wow, yeah, I guess that is kind of trippy.
So is it it's still going to end up being more of a rock kind of version of Ladylike than the version you guys had done originally?
Kind of. Well, with a guitar, with electric guitar, it's going to come across more rock, definitely. And it's kind of how I first wrote the song. The song wasn't originally written for the Balls. It was written with a guitar player. And I just thought of it as like a boot stomping, pumping, I am woman, hear me roar kind of song. And I heard it more in my head as a rock song. And now what Dave has done, instead of doing like a wanky lead, like guitar player peeing all over a song, he just beefed it up and made it almost kind of Pink Floyd-ish.
Right.
And like from the Wall or something. It's so cool. Just it sounds awesome. He did a great job. So far... You know, if we have to turn it in today, I'm happy.
So is it going to be, you're going to sell it online, or is it going to be on an album someday, or what happens?
It'll probably be on an album someday. We're pushing it as a single to get some financial backing and, or a label deal or some kind of thing, I guess. But first things first, we just got to get the song as fat as possible and out there on iTunes.
Cool. Very cool. And then you got to prep. I mean, I guess the tour doesn't start till what, like January, December? When does the Rockstar, Rockstar Supernova, I guess, not the name of the band. When does that tour start?
The tour, when I join the tour, it's going to be January the 16th in Florida is where the tour starts. The first Supernova show is, as you know, at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas.
Are you nervous about playing for a big, you know, for a Portland crowd in a venue that is different from what, because you played it obviously with the Balls for a million years and all that stuff. Are you nervous about playing Memorial Coliseum?
No. My hometown keeps them never scared.
That's
you bring the rock for them.
And that's February 16th, so we're already looking for that. That's already circled on the calendar, sister.
I'm so excited.
Excellent. And then,
oh, are you guys coming to party tonight?
I was going to say.
Of course, we don't
tonight,
know what to do, though, Storm. We're not the professionals.
What do you mean?
Well, because there's the two things. So tonight at Dante's, we should mention this again. So tonight at Dante's is kind of the official, the welcome back Storm party. And at 8 o'clock, it's kind of open to the people and the public and the fans and everybody. And I know from 6 to 8, there's like a media thing, but it's like that Sarah and I were talking about this, that we're such hacks over on this end, that we're just, I don't really...
It's a media thing? I thought it was a party for Storm's friends, and that's why we were invited.
But 6 to 8, Davey said, it's like a media thing, and it's like, we're really just idiots. We're not really media.
No, this is the thing.
Okay.
It's from 6 to 8, it's private, friends and family, plus the press, local press.
Okay.
So I can just say thank you to you guys. It's not about you guys have to do anything. You just got to come and drink and eat some snacks.
But just to be clear, you invited us as friends, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't actually have to be professional in any way.
No.
Oh, thank God.
You could get sloppy and throw up in someone's hair.
All right.
Okay, well, good.
Now I feel more comfortable.
You guys don't have to come with clipboards, any kind of thing. You know, if people want, from the press, want to talk to me about my experience or talk about what's it like to be home, you know, that's the time for them to do it, because after 8 o'clock, it's all about, you know, me saying thank you to the people of Portland and whoever gets in there, and I just want to get a chance to say in person how much I appreciate everyone's support throughout this crazy debacle that I went through, and it was really fun, but really hard, and I couldn't have done it if it weren't for the support of my hometown.
Very cool, very cool. And I know that there's going to be, you guys aren't performing tonight, but there's a DJ, music, you know, booze, everybody hanging out, so it's going to be a cool time.
Absolutely. Shirts will come off, I'm sure. Not mine, but, you know, somebody's.
Well, you don't want to rule anything out now.
No.
All right, you got to give the people.
Talking about you, Rick.
Got to give the people what they want. Well, yeah, I'm not even wearing a shirt now, so what am I going to do?
Or pants.
No, it's true. All right, Storm Large and StormLarge.com. You guys are, I don't know, is the website, because I know for a long time there were big chunks of the website that were sort of turned off while you were on the show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to get it back up and running, back to normal. It's kind of out of my hands because I've got so much else on my plate that's kind of gone over to WebDaddy Steve, Seamus, Adam, like this amazing crew of people that just, I mean, WebDaddy has been there forever, but these fans, these brilliant fans have come together to totally just kick ass on my site, and everything just got so slick and professional that I came back, I had no idea how to maneuver around the site.
No, it's a well-oiled machine, it really is. And I just got a couple emails here, people wanted to clarify this, so that's when you are on... when you join the Rockstar Supernova tour, and because you are going to be backed by the house band that we saw on the show, right?
Oh yeah, baby.
See, that's fantastic. Those guys are. I was at that taping, and as great as they sounded on TV, just hearing them jam during the breaks, and they said they are so good and rocking. So
they
right
are
on.
An amazing bunch of guys, cool. And it's going to be a lot of fun touring with them too.
Excellent. And do you know when tickets go on sale? Are they on sale now for all those dates?
I think they are. I'm really, it's terrible. I think it's Ticketmaster. You can go to
or something.
MSN, and it'll give you a lot more information. I think you've got to be join up the Supernova fan club or something like that. Go to the Supernova site, Rockstar. Just the usual places where you guys cool. could find me before. You could probably find information on the tour and tickets and
cool.
Where it's sold out and. Sold out already in a couple places.
All right. And then Thursday, just to recap, on Thursday, ESPN, the Contender finale, you, Storm Large, singing the national anthem on live television. 25,000
wow.
people.
At the Staples Center.
That is so cool. That is so great. Maybe you'll be on one of the nights when there's a riot. Those are always fun.
Great.
All right.
Storm's always a riot.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
Storm Large, we will see you tonight, and then it opens to the general public 8 o'clock tonight. Dante's the Welcome Back Storm Party.
Yay! Welcome back.
All right, sister.
Thanks, I'll see you tonight.
Talk to you tonight. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Storm Large. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. That was longer than your usual hyperkinetic West Wing opening sequence there. Jen Lane, Barfly Magazine, how are you?
Hello, I'm back as well. All
how right. was New York?
It was agonizing, depressing, awful. The last day I was there, I did score 4 Prada purses on the street, though. So
now, is this Prada or
Prada?
Prada. Is that like, I was talking to this yesterday, the guy with the blanket spread out. He's
yeah.
Like, you want Rolex?
$5.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. I love it. I love
I'm noticing
that.
The shades. Did you get those, too?
Yeah, I did.
Those are great. Those are fendi.
Knockoff shades and knockoff purses.
Yeah, fantastic. That's, man,
but, the rest of it was horrifying.
When I, the first time I took a Lard to Manhattan, that's how I knew that we would be going back, is because we were walking, and there was some guy, and he's selling some, what is it, Dolce and Gabbana?
Dolce and Gabbana.
And those are... What is it? Like, I think it's like a purse or something?
Purses, shoes, everything.
Just stuff, yeah. Accessories.
Sunglasses.
And, man, it's like one of those names that I didn't recognize, but she just, like, her eyes fell out of her head. Like, we have got to come here every year.
Yeah, I got the best Fendi knockoff. I love
it. It's like, there's something primal in women, you know?
There really is. All right. Well, we had all this crap to get through, and then we got a little sidetracked here. So, Jen, while I'm thinking about, before we do anything else, what's coming up in your world? You got, now Barfly's
coming out.
When?
It should be out right around the first. I'm actually meeting with my boys later on, whom I just got back in last night. So, yeah. And where I was in upstate, there's like no interweb. the cell phone service was really spotty. So, plus,
it's
you
an
know,
uncivilized
I,
backwoods.
You know, I had dead grandpa all over my hands, so it was a tough time. I mean that, and I was really busy. I'm trying to be lighthearted.
No, I didn't know whether to laugh at the grim humor
Yeah, so I'm a little bit out of the loop, but it should have gone to press. Knock wood. It was ready, pretty much ready, just before I left. But there were a couple of things, of course, that fell apart, but that's normal.
All right. Well, we should say, by the way,
be all back together, and it should be out right around the 1st, and then we pushed our big party back to the 8th, just to be safe.
All right. Well, we should say, by the way, as a show, we were sorry about the grandfather.
Yeah, everybody's
so
been really kind.
Yeah.
We've gotten lots of nice messages of support.
So, yeah, well,
thank
all right.
you very much.
So, Barfly, we'll find out more about that in a couple weeks.
Yeah, tonight, I've got the big cat house, my homecoming to the cat house at Savalas at 10 for DJing. Pre-storm, of course. And, did I say Dante's or Sabala? It's at Sabala's. And, what else? Barclay Bus, Stripperama on the 30th, stuff like that. I can go now, right?
Let me get, Brian here. Then we should break so we don't get behind. We'll play the Week in Geek. It's Wednesday. Oh, is this prepared? Is this...
Hey, have we talked about Chavez yet? Chavez 2008?
Today is one of those days when we really need, like, a six-hour show. We need a Howard-sized show. Don't, well, just, yeah,
sorry.
Just hold it. No, hold it in. Hold it back. Hold it inside. Let's get Brian. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Brian, what's up, brother?
Just wanted to let you know, and listening to you talk to Storm sort of reminded me, the house band from Supernova is going to be in Portland on November 11th at the Aladdin backing Paul Stanley.
From Kiss, really?
Yes.
Is this one of his little solo club tours that he does? Because he's done those in the past.
Well, he's got a solo album coming out.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be great, too.
We'll go with that thought.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant.
I've heard the entire thing. Yeah.
okay.
But, yeah, he's doing a solo tour. Got a handful of dates, but Portland is one of them. He's playing the Aladdin November 11th.
Is that public knowledge? Because I haven't heard anything about that.
It's listed on his website.
Yeah.
It's not listed on the Aladdin site, and I don't see it on Ticketmaster.
So nobody knows about
it. Yeah, I go there every day. yeah, it's listed at paulstanley.com, which is my homepage.
Yeah.
That band, though, they are a crack band. I think Nate Morton, the drummer from that band, told us when he was the coolest guy. I know I go on about him a lot, but he's a great drummer. And if you know anything about drummers, most of them are just drooling retards.
Uh-huh.
He was so great and just sharp and clearly one of those guys who is a musician, but loves it enough that he keeps his, you know, he keeps his crap together. You can just tell that he's just sharp as a tack. And an amazing, the whole band is great. And he said that they, I mean, it sounds dumb when you say it, but I mean, the studio musicians, that's a hard racket to get in. It's sort of this secret brotherhood almost. But I know they played on, like, Mandy Moore's album. I think Jessica Simpson they backed up. And it's one of those guys where it's like, look, we've got a no-talent hack who needs some brilliant music behind her. Get me a whole band now. And it's like, those guys, and I know the house band, they actually have done solo records together. They have like they are their own band on the side, and they're called the blah blah blahs or whatever. So those guys have played forever. That's why they're so good. So excellent. All right, Paul Stanley, November, and I'll be there. Who am I kidding?
I'll be right there with you. But I'm just the album's not that great. It sounds very similar to Hot in the Shade era.
Oh God.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But,
hide your heart. Hey. No. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But it should be interesting to see him sort of whip through some of the old stuff and what have you.
Well, okay, there you go. All right, Brian, thank you, sir.
All right, bud.
All right, there you go. Always remember, kids, love's like a muscle, and you make me want to flex. All right. let's see. Let me play the Week in Geek, Sarah, and then we'll break. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Play the Week in Geek. We'll come back with Jen Lane. We've got this. This is so great. Was this on the fax machine? Where was this?
It was. Well, it was laying next to the fax machine. I don't know where it's from. Maybe Smokey printed it out.
This is prepared. This is radio prep material. Mario Lopez clears up the Dancing with the Stars scandal. God, I wish I was dead. All right, we'll play this, and we'll come back. Jen Lane.
I have a question.
Yes.
What's a leopard doodle? Can we address that when we come back? I just saw a sign for leopard doodle puppies. Not labradoodles, but leopard doodles.
Huh.
I don't know.
It was on Powell, so maybe they meant labra puppy. How do you say that again? Labradoodles.
Labra buck.
But it said leopard
labra
doodles.
Labra puppies?
Yeah, leopard doodles.
All right. There you go. I don't know. What the hell? Okay, they'll back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
And now, the Rick Emerson Show presents The Week in Geek.
Well, hey, this is Aaron Duran of geekinthecity.com with the no special theme attached version of The Week and geek.
Come on!
Later this month, Weird Al Yankovic will be releasing his 12th album in his career. It's going to be a two-disc set and is going to feature 6 animated music videos. It's amazing when you realize that only Tom Petty and the Rolling Stones have had a longer continuous career. Who says geeks can't get it done?
That's right.
Come on!
Long thought to be an urban legend by us geeks, Warner Brothers has finally confirmed the release of the Richard Donner cut of Superman 2. Long thought to be locked away like so many bottled cities of Condor, the Richard Donner cut of Superman 2 has 15 more minutes of Marlon Brando as Jor-El and the ever-popular General Zod with a machine gun scene.
Kneel before Zod!
Sorry, I just had to do that.
Come on!
And finally, on the indie music front, my fellow geeks might want to check out the franchise's newest CD, To the Rescue. With titles like Superhero, Marty's Lament, and Geek Chic, the franchise are that perfect mix of punk rock and They Might Be Giants with a helpful dosing of the Justice League. You can find out more at listentothefranchise.com. I'm Aaron Duran, reminding you that as the spooky season approaches, only geekinthecity.com can keep you updated about all the horrific, horrible hauntings in your area.
Woo!
Alliteration. This has been...
The Week in Geek. Only from the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
All right. Hello there. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Oh, by the way, there's an open... Tim gave this to me. There's an open casting call. When is this happening? Saturday? Please read carefully. If you have already received an audition time from AIA, no need to go to the open call. Open casting call this Saturday for a new Sean Penn film, directed by, unclear if it's starring, Into the Wild. Oh, that's that book that the Krakauer guy. Yeah, John Krakauer. Let's see. The film, based on the book by John Krakauer, tells the story of Chris McCandless, who graduated college in... This is a guy that, like... He graduated, he left all of his stuff behind, literally just like left it on a street corner, and then like vanished to Alaska, and then just died or something, or they didn't find, it was some weird Zen thing, where he just like abandoned all of his crap, it was like a Mosquito Coast kind of thing, except he just like, we like walked into Alaska, like into the woods, and then they found him dead years later. Anyway, open casting call. The Embassy Suites, I guess, and Tigard. So there you go. Saturday. Oh, kids only. I'm sorry, never mind. Looking for boys. There you go.
Did you see a pedophile?
It's an unpleasant. I'm just not going to. Thank you.
Editing me?
Yes, I am.
Tim was pointing to the second page.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please bring a recent photograph of your child. Non-returnable.
Oh.
And plenty of Visqueen.
That's okay. Stop. You have to be stopped. Adult. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No. And on Sunday, there's one for adults, 18 and over. Paid extras. Attention, Sarah Dillon.
I need to send my $6 in from the movie I did the last time.
Your $6.
You have to give them 10% of what you make for the day.
You have to give who? What?
The people and actors in action. You have to give them a certain percentage of what you're paid to be an extra.
Are they like wranglers or somebody? Is that the thing?
Yeah, they collect the extras for the movies, like they're hired for them.
Ah.
I haven't paid my $6, and I'm afraid I'm in trouble.
And then they're gonna come and work you
they
over.
They won't let me. Right. They won't let me try out for anything else.
Come beat your ass. All right.
What was the extra?
Blah, blah, blah. I want my $6. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Casting Into the Wild, adults 18 and over, paid extras. Sunday, 1 to 6 at the Embassy Suites in Washington Square. Here you go. There you go. I think Tim's going to be there as well. So, hey, we should all go so we can all try to, for once, be in a film together.
But it's just for children, right?
No. That's Saturday. Sunday is for adults. So there you go. All right. Let's. What am I doing here? Well, let's do this. We will welcome Tim Riley back here in about 90 seconds. So, Tim, if you're prepping some news, we'll go to the Ministry of Truth here in a few. Get a few news stories. Let me take these calls. Then we'll do some news with Tim. We have Jen Lane here, and I got this prep, and this came out of the fax machine over there, right? Is this? It says here
I'm
at the top.
I'm pretty sure.
This is from Bit Exchange, the full service radio prep site. Oh, good God! Apparently, Cheryl Kay from Greg and Cheryl in the Morning says, God, this is such a sad commentary. She's from KS95, which is a station somewhere. She says, quote, I couldn't live without Bit Exchange. All the prep you need to be a success in radio. God, yes, if you don't have wit, borrow someone else's. If you have no thoughts or observations, just subscribe to somebody else's thoughts. Let's talk to Dave. Dave, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, Rick.
Dave.
I got a question about the Encyclopedia Emersonia.
Oh, damn. Which
we're going to do that.
Which we're trying with everything we got. We may or may not get to that. But this is a good... We can take this opportunity, actually. This is a sample of what it will sound like. Hopefully today, but probably now tomorrow, when we're able to update the Encyclopedia Emersonia. What would your question be, sir?
Well, my question would be the Z. Like, Tim Riley would read a story, say, about, like, a cannibal eating a clown, and you'd be like, well, I bet that tasted funny. Ha, Z. And I never understood the Z. What the hell's the Z?
Wait, this is what we're... So this would be... hey, Tim, say the following phrase. A cannibal was convicted of eating a clown.
A cannibal was convicted of eating a clown.
And then he said, does this taste funny? Ha! Z! That's what you're talking about right there, right?
Yes, that is exactly it.
It's funny. See, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. This is how we'll update the... it's only because people pointing this out, because we forget sometimes that people don't know like what every single thing we say means. It is really appropriate, by the way, that you mention this as I'm holding this BitIC. And by the way, Bit Exchange, B-I-T-X... C-A-H-A-N-G-E, Bit Exchange, Full Service Radio Project. The Z, that's a combination of two things. One, there is this sound effect here, which is from a radio production disc I have at home called, like, Zips, Zaps, and Zoodads, or some crap, or some weird nonsensical name. But this is a laser sound here. Is to me, and I think to a lot of guys who work in radio or radio listeners, is completely and totally synonymous with stations like Z100. And for all I know, Z100, they might have stopped using lasers a decade ago. But stations like Z100, they're very sort of top 40, teenager-oriented stations. There was a time in radio when they were just lousy with these laser sound effects. And those stations are also the ones that have the absolute lowest common denominator, like bottom of the barrel, like picking up the barrel and digging underneath the barrel for humor in the morning. Right. They always have morning shows that are terrible, and it's always like so-and-so, and then the name that's different. So it's always like, hey, we're Denise, Daryl, and the Gorilla. You know, or just, there's always like the third name doesn't make any sense. And so that's a combination of using a cliche radio sound effect and referencing cliche radio stations and morning shows. And the defining characteristic there is terrible, lame, like pun-oriented or hack-oriented punchlines.
Excellent. Well, that's why I didn't get it. I never listen to FM anymore.
Well, that God bless you, sir. No,
yeah.
No, God
All right.
bless you. Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've all been waiting for.
And yeah! Now, from the Ministry of Truth,
I'm talking about.
This is Tim Riley.
We have so much sound today from this Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela. Go back to Bank A because we have some fresh.
Should I reload these?
Yes.
Okay, let me empty this out and let me reload Bank A. Yeah, Hugo Chavez really is just gold. All right, okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
You don't even want to know. Jen is yelling Chavez to God. You don't even want to know the email I got. I mean, it's insane.
So he calls the president the devil as he spoke to the UN. And he also said America is a consumer-driven society.
You are running out of oil here. And that is not our fault, but the fault of a consumerist model. This is a non-renewable resource, and it is being wasted. And it has been wasted for many years, and you're still wasting it.
Not to be outdone, Afghani President Hamid Karzai stopped by the United Nations to give a progress report on how democracy is affecting his country.
We have seen terrorism rebounding as terrorists have infiltrated our borders to step up their murderous campaign against our people. Terrorism sees in the prosperity of the Afghan people its ultimate defeat.
Everything's going swimmingly in this world of ours, isn't it?
How else are things going there, President Karzai?
That is why our...
Who is this?
Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan.
Oh, he's not the fat guy.
He's the guy with the funny hat.
Yes, yes, because that narrows it down when you're talking about that section.
But
of
he's the only one that
wears
this type of hat.
All right.
That is why our schools and clinics get burned down, and our ulama, our teachers, and our doctors,
and then our weddings bombed. Did you see that story the other day that there was? The whole thing just makes me angry. Did you see that story the other day? And it's not like, this is not like a fake story. This is like an actual story. And it's amazing that the government themselves would admit this. The story that in Afghanistan the other day, there were 100 Taliban members. And I mean, our government admitted this. It wasn't like this was, I mean, to be fair, they only admitted it after a bunch of bloggers outed the story. There was 100 Taliban guys, not guys who, like, knew a guy who was in the Taliban, not guys who walked by a Taliban, like, lodge one day when it was poker night. Taliban guys, 100 of them, all gathered at a cemetery at one time, all there. And then the government was like, well, we can't bomb it, because apparently we have some retarded thing about, like, when the Taliban guys are gathered in a cemetery, we're not allowed to bomb them, because you don't want to... Like, insert government reason here. So there you go. So they're all in one place. We do nothing about it. Whatever. All right.
Well, let's not forget about the activities of Joe Lieberman, shall we? We have ignored him in the past couple times.
How could we?
Well, now, he's being criticized for not doing enough to push for universal health care.
I have long supported, on record going back well over 12 years, the goal of universal health care in our country, affordable health insurance for every American. Ned Lamont can talk about it. I've been doing something about it for all the time I've been here.
He sounds like a slower, older version of Peter Carlin.
Okay, it's really funny that you say that, actually, because that is so weird. Well, you got to get out of my head. Because actually, as I was playing... Okay, here's what was going through my head. Instant replay.
Supported on record.
We got to get a sound effect of that. The Rick Emerson instant replay in my head.
I have long supported on record going back well over 12 years. The goal...
It sounds like he's talking to Rebecca Webb from Kink.
Affordable.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That was the joke I was going to make, and then I didn't because the moment passed. I thought that he sounded like Peter in the morning. That was what I thought it sounded like Peter when he just woken up. And then, of course, I was going to make the... I'm for the news department. Are we in Maine? Joke. And then I didn't. That would be beneath me.
Meanwhile, McDonald's has got to start serving breakfast all day. Because that's the only meal they serve that hasn't come under attack.
Because you just can't get enough maple syrup injected into everything. All right.
That's that.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley. There you go. Best newsman ever. Thank you. No. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
No. I love that guy. Oh, wait, this is, hey, Dennis Pitzenbacher, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I guess I'm not dead to you.
Well, we'll see. What's up, brother?
Well, no, you had said you wanted some advice on how to act during the press event. I thought I had some really good words that you might want to maybe jot down.
Stay at home because you can't find a babysitter?
Oh!
Oh! What?
Okay.
All righty then.
No, I want Dennis to come. He's just always, you know, with that child.
Yeah.
I know, and it'll be a dry drive home because I have a car. Right?
It'll be a dry home.
Drive
home.
It's the only thing I have. Just
he's making fun of me because some drunk girl destroyed my car and now I don't have one.
Oh, that's, yeah.
But it really isn't as funny anymore. Do you have your pens and paper ready?
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on anymore. This whole show has been fantastic, but in a way that just leaves me totally confused and tired at the end. You know what I mean?
I do. Well, you had talked about what would help you go through the media part.
Well, that was the thing. Is that the 6 to 8 was like media stuff, and I guess now maybe it's just more like friends and family media or whatever. But Sarah and I will occasionally get invited to places, and see, and I solved this by just not going or pretending that I didn't get the invitation. But we'll sometimes get invited to media events where we're supposed to function as members of the media, and I don't really know how to do that because
I don't drink.
Because at least if I was drinking, I could pretend.
Yeah.
I would have no shame about pretending because I don't really know how to act like a member of the media.
You missed
yesterday's
Adderall discussion. Vocabulary.
Such as?
Condescending.
Okay, and also tertiary and skew.
Oh, yes. Cume, you know, my ROI, you know, stuff like that. It's it's really just about standing around and telling stories about other people that did something worse than you.
Oh, no, but I use all those up between 11 and 3. By the end of the day, I'm tapped out.
So,
are you going to be at the Storm thing tonight?
I'm sorry, my connection is...
You have something else you got to be doing?
I will not be making it to this evening's festivities. I will be there in spirit.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Dennis Pittenbarger, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, sir. Oh, good times. All right. No, you missed yesterday's conversation about Adderall and Provigil.
Provigil?
Provigil. Jen, I'm glad you asked that. Here, I know more about...
Because Rick is trying to research the symptoms so he can go and get it.
I'm not saying it's an amphetamine. It's basically an amphetamine. But here's the thing. I read this GQ article. I'll just recap a little bit. This is yesterday on the Rick Emerson Show. I read this great article in GQ. And by great, I mean wonderful. About this... The article was called, like, you know, Wall Street's new favorite drug, or the new white-collar drug. And it was all about Adderall.
Yeah.
Which is, they said, replacing cocaine on Wall Street because it's legal, you can get a prescription, it won't get you fired, blah, 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 blah. And reading the description of it, it reminded me of reading the description of mescaline when I was in, like, 10th grade science class and just going, this seems like the best thing. And I remember reading a description of mescaline and they're like... And they were trying to get me not to take it in the textbook. And it's like, when you take mescaline, you can hear paintings and see music. And I remember being like, that's so goddamn cool. It still sounds cool. But Adderall sounded great. And so we had this whole discussion with the audience. Not that I'm trying to get it, but, you know.
Well, I after reading it, I tried it. And it's everything that guy says and more. It's great. It's
really?
Especially, it's really good for writing. I mean, and it's the same stuff that Kerouac took and wrote on.
Now, I thought he took Dexedrine.
Well, yeah, but that's... Adderall under a new brand name, basically. It's like he took a combination of like four different stimulants, which are in Adderall.
Now, I've never tried Dexedrine, but I know that's what Hugh Hefner took. By the way, kids, your body is the temple of Jesus. Don't do drugs.
Yeah, this is legal stuff for adults. So.
Well, it is a legal drug. Now,
and I guess actually it's prescribed to kids with ADD.
ADD, well, they said it's adult Ritalin, basically. Now, I know that...
It's fantastic.
I know that Hefner...
I'm not much on pharmaceuticals either. I like the more illicit, illegal drugs.
Can I tell you what these conversations are like? These conversations are like, you know, these conversations are like how to, your wife is out of town, you go to the store, you know, to buy yourself a pizza, and then there's a woman in a bikini standing in the aisle in front of you, and she... I don't know. That doesn't make any sense
That's
either.
That's the weirdest story ever.
No, because that never happens. I'm trying to say... Saying that these discussions with you are like, yes, Rick, this drug is the best. It's just as good as they say. Wait, I've got some in my...
So you're not going to wait until you're 70 anymore?
I'm saying it takes every ounce of willpower in me not to just go out and do drugs constantly, because they all sound so great. Kids, don't do drugs, though. Seriously.
I'm not doing stuff constantly, but if you want to, you know... Try some stuff out once in a while, man.
So, see? You are the large-breasted woman in the low-cut shirt right now. But here's the thing.
There's perception.
Now you're just being cruel. It's worth noting that I can't even look at you now. I'm having to avert my eyes as though... They are large-breasted drugs.
I'm still wearing a bra, perception.
Stop. No, so I know that Hefner said that Dexedrine is what helped him read. Hefner has said, I don't know that there would be a Playboy without Dexedrine because it helped him work so much.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. We had a lot of people who had taken Adderall email or call, and they said, the thing is, for a lot of people, Adderall strips them of their creativity, and if you have a mindless task to do, you can do it. They said if you have a creative task to do, they said it's all about this drug called Provigil, which I'd never heard of.
I've never heard of that, and I found with Adderall that, and as it was described in that article, that it was very enhancing for creativity.
Really? So you didn't... They said, like, if you have...
When I took it, actually, I was at the tail end of my... depression, and I took it in March when I was trying to get stuff back up and running with Barfly, and I was still in the bottom of the depression pit.
Right.
And a friend of mine suggested I take some, and she gave me some, and it totally pulled me out, and it got me going again, and, you know, I just took it for a couple, 3 days.
I think what the guy said is...
It cleared out so many cobwebs, and I felt so much better ever since.
That's what... and we read this description of it, where they said it was like... God, I forget what the phrase...
And I got tons of stuff written, it was great.
This guy actually said, his example was, and this is just one email, he said, if you've got 100,000 CDs, you need to put in alphabetical order. He's like, that's the thing to take, because it will seem like the most fascinating job on earth. Somebody else, though, said, he's like, same thing. The guy's like, I do a lot of writing, and he's like, it's what I take. What was that description, though? We read this description on the air, and it said it was like...
I mean, it's not going to turn you into Picasso if you've never, you know, picked up a paintbrush.
No, but
it enhances what you like to do and what you're good at.
There was this description, and it said memory enhancing, and then some other phrase that was like, fills your brain with golden sunlight, or some phrase like that. And I read it, and I was making the Homer Simpson sound.
Yeah, I was seriously, I was like, you know, maybe I should go to a doctor and get a prescription, but I, you know.
Why?
No, well, but then, you know, I realized, like, after, like, I took it for a limited period of time. It did what, I got me over a hump that I couldn't seem to surmount otherwise. Right. And, you know, I'll take it again if I get into that position again, but I don't necessarily want to waste it by having it around all the time.
No, well, that's, and that's my thing is, see, and that's, I have told, I mean, I've told them in the past how, like, I have had to, legally, I should add, things like Loratab, which was like that was like a muscle pain thing. Like if you pull a muscle in your back or something, that and like Ativan and stuff. And I've learned that like, you know, it's like that. You always hear that old joke about the finances. You go, well, however much I've got, that's how much I spend. Well, that's how I am when I have prescription drugs run. However many I've got, that's how many I need to take, baby. You know, it's because some people will be like, well, I got a bottle of 20, but that's it. Like Ian was this way. Our friend Ian took, it's not a secret, he had Vicodin prescribed because he'd had, and he's like, well, you know, he's like, I got about a third of the way into the bottle and the pain had gone away, so they just sat on my shelf. And I'm like, that would not be the case with me.
It's weird. I'm so much more willing and ready and able to experiment with something that's, you know, came off the street and God knows from where before
really?
That, than I am to take something that's from a pharmaceutical company.
Why is that?
Well, you know, there's my conspiracy theories about how the pharmaceutical industry's, you know, dumbing down our entire society.
It's a mind-control drug, yeah.
Then there's the vivisection issue. I'm really anti-vivisection.
Animal testing.
Yeah, and, and then
cocaine is tested on humans.
Yeah, And then there's just simply, I don't want to buy into that system where it's like, oh, something's wrong with you, take a pill.
Take a pill, right.
You know, but then again, you know, if I want to relax, I'm going to smoke a joint, you know, so, I don't know.
Kids, Jen Lane is not a role model. Scotty, will you do me a huge favor? We're going to break here. Will you tell Dave on three? Oh, he's gone now. Okay, well, never mind. Don't tell him anything. Think really hard about telling
him
stuff.
Now we will never know.
No, he had a great question for the Encyclopedia Emersonia. Now he'll never know the answer. Hey, this is perfect. Did you pick this song?
No, I can't because we haven't gone through and labeled them yet.
All right.
It was Faith that picked this song.
He picked this song for Jen Lane, God did. All right, back after this, the Rick Emerson Show.
Been an oldie in Denver and I just can't remember her name. I brought it on myself and I guess that I shouldn't complain.
God almighty. Hello. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show.
Did you watch Studio 16?
I'm sorry?
Did you watch Studio 16?
Oh, I don't even have time.
Oh, it was so good.
I watched the preview of it a while ago. You didn't watch the preview?
I did.
I mean,
well,
the preview or whatever.
Peter Carlin, although I guess it was on Netflix too. Carlin gave me the pilot.
Which I have at my house.
Yeah.
I'll bring it tomorrow.
Which I gave to Sarah to watch, and it's just,
I thought it was really good. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Well, you know what, and I am such a huge fan of that guy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Aaron Sorkin that a lot of people don't know. So many, because he was a script doctor for a long time. So if you had a finished script, but it needed the dialogue punched up, you'd bring it to him, and he would do it for no credit. I mean, he takes money, but there's no credit. Schindler's List, all the dialogue in Schindler's List is Aaron Sorkin. Do you remember that? You talk about movies, terrible movies with one great scene, and Sarah might be a little too young to remember this, but do you remember that movie Malice with Alec Baldwin?
Oh, I love that movie.
Okay, what is the moment from Malice everybody remembers?
The little boy.
Well, what's...
Well, at the very end.
I'm saying, there's that... It was in the trailer for Malice, and it's that Alec Baldwin speech where he says, I have 15 different degrees of blah, 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 blah. I am God. Guess what the only portion of that movie written by Aaron Sorkin was? That speech. Because they came to Sorkin and they're like, we need one great speech that's going to anchor this whole film. And he's like, there you go. Handed it. That section of Malice was written by Aaron Sorkin.
Should tire him.
Dude, I have said, well, it would not surprise me if Aaron Sorkin either has been or in the future is contacted by Democrats to write this. But he is among, I have said this repeatedly, he is the David Mamet of David Mamet's still alive, but I mean of the small screen. I mean, Sorkin is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, I see you hanging on hold. That's a great question. Regrettably, we don't have time to get to the Encyclopedia Emersonia update today. If you
can
call tomorrow with that.
Roots, right?
What's that?
That celebrates your African roots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Whitey. We'll get to it. So, Dave, if you can please to be calling back tomorrow with that, we'll do that. Anyway, yes, Sorkin, Studio 60, I meant to do a whole thing about it today. The point is, watch it, learn it, love it, know it. I dig that guy so
handsome.
Much. Aaron Sorkin?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, and you know,
and he's hot. I don't know.
And he's single.
He's only like 41.
Girl,
okay, so why don't you book him in the studio and...
Because I would... Here's the thing, because he'd come into the studio and I would just fall at his feet and kiss his shoes.
That's all right.
I would. I mean, and I...
I'll bring the party.
He's one of those guys that I got to be careful because I just gush and gush about him because he's so great. So anyway, yeah, and I got to tell you this: if you really are a fan of Studio 60, and you say to yourself, "By God, I wish I didn't have to wait another week to watch this," you really got to go back and watch Sports Night. And the good and bad thing is, you can watch it in a weekend because they canceled it after two seasons because they're bastards. It's very much the same. It's guys, it's people, smart, funny, fast talking people working on a television show. Battling with corporate suits. Sports Night is very much the same as Studio 60 or vice versa. You really ought to watch it. So it's, yeah, he's, I, we'll be talking more about it because the show is destined for big things, Studio 60.
Have you ever read any Bruce Wagner, like Force Majeure? He's got a new book out. He writes about Hollywood. He wrote Desert Palms, Twin Palms. There's a...
Twin Palms, the Oliver Stone thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you would like his stuff so much.
Really?
Yeah, check him out, Bruce Wagner.
Do try to catch it. Is it a book?
He's a writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his new book, yeah, it's all Hollywood stuff, and it's very funny and very fast.
We need a longer
fast.
Show. All right.
Very smart.
Let me do this. Hold on. Let's welcome.
The postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, our stenographer, mailman Chris. Hello. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I'm not doing so good today, am I?
No. You know, you got to the superhero stuff commercial, and the Bush Lodge and Ed McCarthy. So, I guess we could count that as an Encyclopedia Emerson.
I did answer a Z question.
You did answer one question,
in your face.
Z. So we'll count that. I was wondering if back in the day, did Tim Riley sound anything like Weird Al Yankovic? Because we didn't get to either of those.
Okay, thank you. No, we did not get to Weird Al. Yeah, we did not get to Weird Al, although I know that he's been played on a couple other radio stations by now. I alone, I'm a laggard and bringing up the rear as always. So, yes, no,
maybe
we didn't get
to that. Maybe if you teased that it was going to be played on another radio station, then we can count that.
That's really, I should just say that if anything we didn't finish today, you can hear, I don't know, later. It would be right. I'm sorry, no, you know what? Fraternal Harmony.
So you are now at 61.
How did that happen?
Wow.
I don't really know. It's like when you look at the scale one day and you go, I'm huge.
Wow.
Yeah, all right, thank you, Chris.
I'm huge.
Oh, wait, all that gets with, I'm huge. All right, thank you. All right.
All right, so we'll see you tonight. I guess I can't get in till 8, but boom, I'll in and out in the rain.
Oh,
come on. Nose pressed against the glass.
Do you want to be my plus one? All right, thank you, Chris.
Talk to you later.
There's a mailman, Chris, ladies and gentlemen. All right, wait, let me just...
I'm huge.
I'm going to put together a whole montage of I'm huge because I got like 4 different movies where that occurs. All right, Jen Lane, barflymag.com. You're at Sabala's later tonight after
that's
the storm.
That's right.
Thing.
Yeah,
you'll be at the storm thing too?
Yeah, I will be. And I'll be at Sabala's at 10 for my triumphant return to the cat house.
Buy her a drink, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, please.
When you're not busy buying Sarah a drink,
buy us drinks.
Do it now.
Together.
Yes.
Please. I have no money. I still can't use my credit card.
And just sweet suggestions.
How do you know when your card's good again? Do you just keep using it until they don't say it's declined?
They're sending me another one, but it's taking like a couple weeks.
Oh, don't you like how...
It's like you take out a bundle of cash, which when you don't use your debit card, it goes really fast.
Does it seem like there are certain businesses now where the mail is still 1950? Like, you know, I mean, there's like, you mail stuff and it takes like a day to arrive.
Yeah.
Except when I'm dealing with my bank, that'll be 2 to 3. Like, it's on TVS. It still says, please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Why should I allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery? For what reason? To
so
what
they
end?
They can order their products probably because you don't have it in stock.
Just in time kind of thing? All right. All right, kids. Let's see. And so forth. All right, so Rick Emerson Show. When does the thing start here?
23 seconds.
All right. I've lost a thing. Well, any event.
Right on the show
what's
the
leopard doodle?
I looked it up. It isn't on the internet. I don't know.
Well, you know, the sign is like right across from the Safeway on Powell near your house.
Leopard doodle?
Leopard doodle.
Leopard doodle.
Yes.
I really don't know the
puppies.
Answer to that. Is it like a cat-dog hybrid
puppies,
or something?
It said leopard doodle puppies.
Maybe they mean labradoodle, but they're dumb.
Maybe, but... They spelled leopard properly.
I think
which is, you know, if you're down to, that's kind of a more challenging word.
I think labradoodle is a hilarious word.
Yeah.
If you were stoned, that would be...
Yeah.
That'd be like
gazebo.
My friend
has a half Pomeranian, half Chihuahua. It's a Pomawawa.
See, that's great. Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely talented Sarah X. Dillon. For AM 970 Solid State Radio in the newsroom, Tim Riley, Scotty J. Moore, the interim manager of the Rick Emerson office east, is Dave Zinn. We want to thank Jen Lane, Gary Baumgarten, and Ed McCarthy as well. See you tonight at Dante's, 8 p.m. for the Welcome Back Storm Party. Like us next, Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Don't forget, it's a 4-hour show now. Don't let the Bastards credit on seal tomorrow. Bye.